Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's show. My name is Spencer Walsh. Thank you so much for joining us here. We are set up and ready for another great show. Really do appreciate you joining us. And here is just give a little bit of what's on the agenda for today. We're talking about a whole host of things from Joe Biden to ASAP Rocky to labor and labor movements. You know, all my those are probably my three favorite things to talk about right there. So I'm so glad you could join us to talk about them here today. And we are going to get right into it, and starting with Joe Biden. And of course, the reason why we're starting with Joe Biden is because he is today quite busy in Washington and working out the kinks on this stimulus bill. Here in the New York Times, it says, President Biden and Democratic congressional leaders raced Monday to strike a compromise on a sprawling domestic policy plan, pushing for a vote within days, even as a number of key sticking points remain on health care benefits, paid leave, and how to pay for the package as a whole. So obviously what is going on here is this stimulus package for Joe Biden here. He wants to get it out, and he wants to pretty much, you know, it's very kind of hard to figure out what he wants to do, because there has been this very rare dynamic where we're seeing people who are normally cast on the outside of the Democratic Party, people like Bernie Sanders, people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the squad, who do not often get much policy input. They got a lot of key priorities here in the original negotiation process for this bill. They got a lot of some pretty critical stuff that they wanted, and they were very, very much celebrating that. But for the past, you know, let's say 1 to 2 months, there has been these very pesky holdouts on various key issues in the bill, because pretty much what we had was this bipartisan infrastructure bill, which really was a giveaway to corporations and wealthy people. And on the other side of things, we had a bill that was, you know, not perfect, but it was $3.5 trillion on some very critical infrastructure, climate change spending, paid family leave, even portions of, you know, the protecting the right to organize and for labor unions act that was put in there. So it was a bill that a lot of people were very happy about. And also it did things like, you know, things like the Democrats have literally been running on for 30 years, which is allowing Medicare to negotiate the price of prescription drugs so that we can, you know, pay the same amount of prescription drugs, keep prescription drugs as everybody else in the world does. Well, those measures, whether it be on climate, whether it be on prescription drugs, every single, you know, I guess spoil sport would be a kind way to put it, in the Democratic Party, has kind of come out of the woodworks, and whether they are top receivers of pharmaceutical money, receive hundreds of thousands of dollars each year from their own personal coal plants, they have all come out and said, or really just receive, you know, fundraising from everybody, if you're Kristen Sinema, have come out to say, key portions of this bill will not pass. And their votes are all needed in the Senate and the House. And what Biden has been doing, and without, you know, too much of a fight, really, not really kind of drawing the contrast or putting any real political pressure on any of these people, even refusing to, you know, call out Joe Manchin, saying, Joe's a nice guy, I kind of just wish he would vote for my bill, without really offering him any actual incentive to do so. So, really, no surprise, a lot of this stuff has just not been passed. The White House and the Democrats hope to reach an accord with key centrist holdouts before Biden departs later this week for a UN climate conference in Glasgow that begins on Sunday, where he plans to begin a stronger international response for global warming and climate change. Which is going to be funny, because if he lets Joe Manchin come in there and cut out all the key parts of his climate provision and then goes off to Glasgow to lecture the world about how we need to be better on climate, well, that's going to look a little bit funny, isn't it? So it's going to be interesting to see here, first, how much Biden gives up and the progressive response here as well. Because for the first time ever, it's not just Democratic leadership negotiating with itself and kind of limiting its priorities. We also have a positive force here, progressives. We have people like Will Connell, Pramila Jayapal, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Bernie Sanders, who have been very good throughout this process in withholding their support for bad bills like that bipartisan infrastructure bill. But now we've seen so much of this bill get cut, this big $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill. Now, even down to 4 weeks of paid family leave, which is kind of ridiculous. At that point, like, there's really little functional difference between, honestly, 4 weeks and just no weeks at all, which is what we are, the only developed country in the world to have no family leave at this current point. But still, it is just really, really crazy to even think that we have this kind of situation in the first place. But yeah, progressives can fight back. The question is, will they? And it's going to be really, really tough because Joe Biden wants this bill to be passed very, very badly. He does. I really don't think he doesn't really care how much of his priorities are in there as long as he just gets a bill passed to kind of make it look like he did something. This bill, I personally think, as we'll get into a little bit more later, I don't think they should vote for it. But the question is, it's not up to me. Will they vote for it? And how much power are they going to, and how much media resistance and, kind of crud Biden is throwing their way, how much are they going to, put up with that? So that's going to be very, very interesting in terms of the dynamics to watch. Democrats are also facing time pressure to approve a $1 trillion Senate-passed bipartisan infrastructure bill whose fate is tied to the broader domestic policy bill. This enactment could hand the party a popular legislative achievement days before crucial elections for governor in Virginia and New Jersey on November the 2nd. Passage of the bill would also stave off the expiration of a series of transportation programs and furloughs for nearly 4,000 federal workers that are set to lapse on Sunday. Liberals have so far refused to vote for the infrastructure package until a deal is reached on a more expansive package, despite mounting pressure from their centrist colleagues. And yeah, and the pressure here has been really almost fully not on Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema. I mean, there's been a lot of, kind of liberal pressure. There's been a lot of people, groups associated with kind of the left wing and the base of the Democratic Party, buying ads in these states and saying, Bernie Sanders writing that op-ed. They put pressure, but Joe Biden has not put pressure on the people who are actually obstructing this agenda. I mean, just yesterday, again, as I said before, he was calling Joe Manchin a great friend. That seems to me to be not the type of tone you take with someone when you really are kind of annoyed at them and want to put some pressure into doing something for them. So it's kind of clear to me that no real imagination was kind of used here. So anyway, liberals have so far, again, refused to vote for this infrastructure package, but a number of outstanding issues remain over the details of the plan, which is facing unified Republican opposition and must draw the support of every Democratic senator and nearly every member of the party in the House. And Biden and Senator Chuck Schumer, the majority leader, huddled over the weekend with Senator Joe Manchin, a crucial holdout on the measure, who has pressed to keep the package to no more than $1.5 trillion, even as the president and other Democrats have worked to nudge the price tag higher. They're also discussing how to beef up climate provisions in the legislation after Manchin, a longtime defender of a state's coal industry, rejected a $1.5 billion clean electricity program that has been the core of the plans to reduce lawmakers. So one of the biggest that's probably one of the biggest things that we have seen here, a real allegiance to coal from Joe Manchin, and that for the first time actually has been reported by the media, which is really quite shocking. In the past we'd see when Joe Manchin and other kind of centrist Democrats who were literally, as we found out, talking to Exxon climate lobbyists pretty much every week, have been very, very much they have been very, very much influencing the process here. But in the New York Times, we see, they're just having, careful, thought out, well-considered decisions. They're centrist. They're just trying to appeal to their home states. Well, here, I think the myth has been, thankfully, and in large part, shattered, because what we are seeing now for the first time is an actual acknowledgement of the fact that, hey, these people are just not, the opinion of the state of West Virginia just has no bearing, because Joe Manchin is receiving independent money from coal, and he's also receiving tons of coal donations. And he also, by the way, sits on the committee that would regulate coal. So it's hard to imagine much progress there. So it really, though, has been interesting to see some of the fight between Joe Manchin and Bernie Sanders. So Manchin has also, among the lawmakers, who expressed concerns with a liberal push led by Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont, the chairman of the Budget Committee, to expand Medicare to include dental, vision, and hearing benefits. Again, another thing that was, you know, promised by, or I can't, you know, fact check on that. I'm not entirely sure if it was promised, but you know, it's something that I think is very popular, is politically salient, and it's something that, you know, is very, very smart. If we're looking to, you know, the end goal obviously is to be to Medicare for all. What you are going to have is a, what you're going to want is expanding government's role or Medicare's role in the private system. So there's going to be a lot of contrast here that would be very, very important to, very, very important to have for this situation. And we are going to continue to follow that story very, very much. So this is the best part. So negotiators are still hammering out the details of how to pay for the package, because Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, another key Democratic holdout on the plan, she consistently says, oh, I don't want to support this bill because it's not paid for it. But guess what? She is consistently and continually rejecting every single, you know, way and tax increase that would be a way to pay for it, because Biden wants to pay for this bill, but she will not almost let him pay for this bill. So that is another kind of dynamic that we are watching. So when the deal is announced, probably before, you know, next week's show, and of course we will be covering it on my personal podcast, Newsflash, which is available wherever you get your podcast. Just type in Newsflash space SWRN. You'll probably find it if you want some more up-to-date info on when that's coming. But next week, we will definitely cover this story, because it's a very, very important bill. First off, what's in the bill, what progressives will do on it, and, you know, how that will, that dynamic will all play out. So hopefully something will be resolved on that by next week's show. But until then, we are going to hit you with some music, because, you know, wanted to first, you know, give you a update on the key policy issues affecting the country. But now we will get into some Biggie Smalls. How about that? This is Warning.
My burglar alarm starts ringing. What you think all the guns is for? All-purpose war, got the Rockwellers by the door, and I feed them gunpowder so they can devour the criminals trying to drop my decimals. Damn, people want to stick me for my cream, and it ain't a dream. Things ain't always what it seems. It's the one that smokes not with ya. See your picture, now they want to grab their guns and come and get ya. Bet your Biggie won't slip. I got the
calico with the black talons loaded in the clip, so I could rip through the ligaments, put their bodies in the bad predicament where all the foul people went. Touch my Chetta, feel my Beretta buck. When I'ma hit you with your first reaction is to duck. I bring pain, blood stains on what remains of his jacket. He had the gun, he should have packed it, cocked it, extra clips in my pocket, so I could reload and explode on your war throttle. I mess around and get hardcore, C4 to your door, no beef no more. Feel the rough, scandalous, the more you smoke I puff, the more dangerous. I don't give a damn about you or your weak crew. What you gonna do when Big Papa come for you? I'm not running, chump, I bust my gun and hold on, I hear somebody coming.
We are starting it nice and slow and taking it right up. We're now going to get you in. That was some warning by the Notorious B.I.G. And now I'm going to do something that I did kind of want to get into a little bit last time, but just was not quite prepared for. Get you into the Godfather of Grime. This is Can't Go Wrong by Wiley.
Team's got a lot of dons, and we're doing this thing. Go check out the songs, man. Don't care, we shut down the park. You can see us on stage, like what's going on? BBK got a lot going on. Skept up, that's my brother, that's my don. You can never control how man are doing it. It's authentic, can't go wrong. Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong when it's straight from the heart. You can't go wrong. If it's a real vibe, then you can't go wrong. Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong when it's straight from the heart. You can't go wrong. If it's a real bad, then you can't go wrong. When it's straight from the heart, the music gets heard. Could have been a roadman, could have been a nerd. That told me don't follow the herd. Instinct, yes, I follow the word. I used to go and get what I'm given. Never go and get what I'm worth. Still going strong, cause I can't believe that I'm the wickedest grand MC on this earth. My team's got a lot of dons, and we're doing this thing. Go check out the songs. Man, don't care, we shut down the park. You can see us on stage, like what's going on? BBK got a lot going on. Skept up, that's my brother, that's my don. You can never control how man are doing it. It's authentic, can't go wrong. Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong when it's straight from the heart. You can't go wrong. If it's a real bad, then you can't go wrong. Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong when it's straight from the heart. You can't go wrong. If it's a real bad, then you can't go wrong. Yo, I want an MC, bruv. Step in the place and an MC, bruv. Jump on the stage and an MC, bruv. Mash up the place when an MC, bruv. Bruv, I want an MC, bruv. Fast win the mic, I'm an MC, bruv. No question, top flight MC, bruv. Full clip, never on MC, bruv. My team's got a lot of dons, and we're doing this thing. Go check out the songs. Man, don't care, we shut down the park. You can see us on stage, like what's going on? BBK got a lot going on. Skept up, that's my brother, that's my don. You can never control how man are doing it. It's authentic, can't go wrong. Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong when it's straight from the heart. You can't go wrong. If it's a real bad, then you can't go wrong. Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong when it's straight from the heart. You can't go wrong. If it's a real bad, then you can't go wrong. What's squalling? What's the motion? Fresh out the oven like a Sunday roast. You can find me swimming in the ocean. Sunset, I might drive right in the coast. When it's showtime, jump on the plane and take flight. I stand out like one brake light. Everybody wants their crew to be sick, but you and your crew are just one great hype. My team's got a lot of dons, and we're doing this thing. Go check out the songs. Man, don't care, we shut down the park. You can see us on stage, like what's going on? BBK got a lot going on. Skept up, that's my brother, that's my don. You can never control how man are doing it. It's authentic, can't go wrong. Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong when it's straight from the heart. You can't go wrong. If it's a real vibe, then you can't go wrong. Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong when it's straight from the heart. You can't go wrong. If it's a real vibe, then you can't go wrong.
Yeah. Okay, okay, okay. Demon just got out of can. I gave my bro an advance. Love is just not in my plans. Not even taking a chance. Studio right in my yacht. I'm doing 10 in a week. How long I been on the street? Dream about work in my sleep. Okay, I got a lock on the streets. Shout out to T3. And he brought it in cause of me. You don't know nothing about me. Life of my brothers is deep. Long as they all on their feet. Long as they pockets is grease.
I'm in a penthouse, but still nothing is sweet. Dust a man down with the pen, it's a sweep. Taller in person, you see when we meet. I heard you new and I'm kissing my teeth. Cheers.
No, that one.
Music with a quick extension, ringing up 30. I got in the murky swerving, looking all curvy. And you already know I love them, looking all perky. Looking all Christmas, gift wrap, looking all turkey. Spent jumped at the ghost in the suit, looking all churchy. Fingers all itching, twitching, looking all jerky. Whipping that white girl, cooking that Cersei. I was pushing that dog, pushing that charcoal. Now this is that big bad, this is Gustavo. Look at them jokers, look at that. Man, they getting bread now, and this is that hard though. Black man, dominant murder. I'm a black man, government earner. Could've just slapped man, but he wanted it further. Why? Batman. Da-na-na-da-na.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was KMT, Drake and Giggs on that one. And I am pleased to say, you know, you may not know this about me, but I come from a little place called Westchester, New York. And, you know, it's a county, it's outside New York City. And what I want to do to you today is bring you, you know, it's technically true. People don't know this. People think, oh, you know, this artist, I think of him as a New York guy. But people don't know, and I'm going to have a little bit of Westchester pride, that the person who made this song comes from the same county that I grew up in. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm pleased to bring to you DMX. Pleased to be repping Yonkers for you. It's WMFO in Medford. You're listening to Spencer Walsh Show.
To you cowards, then it's gonna be quick. Alright, all your mates have been to jail before. Suck my dick and all the muffled cats you run with. Get done with, dumb quick. You gonna approach the dog with some bump. Alright, they go to gun click. Now I'm 1-1. All over some dump. Ain't that something? It's the mommy of a strip club. Cause every time you come around, it's like, what? I just gotta get my dicks up. And I don't know who the fuck you think you talking to, but I'm not him. I expect to watch what you do, or you gon' find yourself very next to someone else. And we all thought you loved yourself, but that couldn't have been the issue. Or maybe they just saying that now cause they miss you. Try to diss you. That's why you laying on your back, looking at the roof of the church. Preacher telling the truth and it hurts.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
Off the chain, I leave ass off of the brain. Still want the fame, off the name. First of all, you ain't rap long enough to be f***ing with me. And you ain't strong enough. So whatever it is you puffing on, I got you thinking that you Superman. I got the kryptonite. Now smack him with my dick in the mic. That's characters, not even good actors. What's gonna be the outcome? It's out of all the factors. You whack, you twisted, your girl's a
whoa.
You broke, the kid ain't yours, and everybody knows. Your own man say you stupid. You be like, so, I love my baby mother. I never let her go. I'm tired of weak, whining over puss that don't belong to them. What's wrong with them? If you get up for real, like my man's in them. Who get it all with the strip of the hands with them?
Man, y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
I bring down rings, a heavy attack.
curse the head. No more talk, put him in a certain state. You keep walking, unless you're trying to end up red. Cause if I end up fed, I end up dead. Cause you the soft type,
what?
Fake up north type. Push like a soft fiber. Dog is a dog, blood's thicker than water. We done been through the mud and we quicker to slaughter. The bigger the order, the more guns we want out. When up in there, everybody come out. When nobody burn out, sun in the sun out. I'ma keep the gun out. Running his mouth, I'ma blow his lung out. Listen, yo, he's about to be missing. You know who gon' find you? Some old man fishing. Grandma wishing your soul at rest, but it's hard to digest with the size of the hole in your chest.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here.
It's the sound of my home county, Westchester, New York, straight from Yonkers, everybody. Oh, gotta love it. DMX, always a classic. We're gonna speed it up a little bit, bring you up to 2021, one of the hottest albums of this year in the rap scene from Kanye West, Donda, or CLB. Everybody wants to know. Well, I love this one, Off of Donda, I gotta say.
To the progress toward. Say to them, say to the downkeepers, the sun slappers, the self soilers, the harmony ushers, even if you are not ready for the day, it cannot always be night.
Sir, fix I do work, work six up like Mike, he's out of sight, whoa, you done got me pipe. Two men like I six at the spot into the night.
Yeah, I'm shaking the drop. I'm still up on top. I've been at the bop. The devil, my op, can't pay me to stop. My God at the top. We gon' praise our way out the grave, dog. Living, speaking, praise God. Walking out the graveyard, back to life. Serve, follow your word, see with new sight,
into the night.
Yeah, this life I'm living, all the advice been tipped in, gave me that grip, no slipping, out of my mind, we tripping, tell me take two when I'm on one, that look out like no one, kept it real tight like your son.
Gonna praise our way out the grave, dog. Living, speaking, praise God. Walking out the graveyard, back to life. I serve, follow your word. See with new sight, into the night.
Still on side, still outside. Still outside, still outside. Taming pilot, taming pilot. Stay outside. I'm still outside, still outside. Let's get right. Let's get right. Let's get right. Let's get right. Let's get. Let's get right. Let's get. Let's get right. Look at new scenes. I open my life. I'm subject to memes. I signed a few. I polish their dreams. An angel on earth. Come under my wing. Stop running your publishers. They publish the headlines and say the wrong things. Y'all treat your Lord and Savior like rentals insurance, you know what I mean? Body the boom, I body the boom, I body the bean. I need a new girl, my old one was mean. I had to let go, forgave all them evils that came to my shows. I channeled them back, all on the boat. I channeled your trust, I channeled the turbulence, came with the life. I gathered my sinners and asked if I'm right. Let's get, I just get right. Let's get right, let's get right, let's get right. Channel 5, I don't channel 10 till it go time. Used to throw up my uncle's spaghetti. Been taught to toast since before I was ready. Back when my mama told me that I was challenged. A single black woman, you know that she petty. I turned a heavy heart to $2 million. I put that in totals, reverse out of debt. I got it.
I gotta put on a ranger one time. I swear to God it went major one time. I know some white people serving no time. I gotta do it for me, do it for pray for me, do it for all the ones dying. I wanna do it for all the ones crying. I wanna let's get right.
Until I found it's me versus me.
From one great to another, we've been hearing some Kendrick snippets in the air. Is it possible he will drop soon? Well, we'll take you back to the last time he did. Until then.
We're gonna put it in reverse.
This is Duckworth, the final track off of his masterpiece, Damn.
Shit with demons and relatives, I'm a star. Life is one funny mob. A true comedian, you gotta love him. You gotta trust him. I might be bugging. Infomercials and no sleep. Introverted by my thoughts. Children listen, it gets deep. See, once upon a time inside the Nickerson Garden Projects, the object was to process and digest poverty's dialect. Adaptation inevitable. Gun violence spot federal policies. Rape builders and drug professionals. Anthony was the oldest of seven. Well respected, calm and collected. Laughing and joking made life easier. Hard times, mama. A 4-year-old telling his nanny he needed her. His family history, pimping and banking. He was meant to be dangerous. Clacked him a grip and starts 15, scraping up his jeans with quarter pieces. Even got some from a smoker last weekend. Dodger policeman working for his big homie. Smart time hustler graduated to a brick on him. $10,000 out of for project housing. That's on the daily. Seen his first meal, 20 years old. Had a couple of babies. Had a couple of shooters. Caught a murder case. Fingerprints on the gun, they're assuming. But witnesses couldn't prove it. That was back when he turned his back and they killed his cousin. He beat the case and went back to hustling. Bird shuffling, Anthony rang. The first in the projects with the two-tone Mustang. That 5.0 thing. They say 5-0 came. Circling parking lots and parking spots and hopping out while harassing the corner blocks. Crooked cops told Anthony he should kick it. He brushed him off and walked back to the Kentucky Fried Chicken. See, at this chicken spot there was a light-skinned that talked a lot with a curly top and a gap in his teeth. He worked a window. His name was Ducky. He came from the streets to Robert Taylor home, Southside Project Chirac. The Terror Dome. Drove to California with a woman on him and $500. They had a son hoping that he'd see college. Hustling on the side with a 9-to-5 to freak it. Cadillac severely ride his son around on weekends. Three-piece special with his name on his shirt pocket. Cross the street from the projects. Anthony planned to rob it. Stuck up the place before back in 84. That's when affiliation was really 8 years of war. So many relatives telling us, selling us, devilish work, scaling us, crime, intelligent, felonious, prevalent proposition with nines. Ducky was well aware, they robbed a manager and shot a customer last year. He figured he'd get on these good sides. Free chicken, every time Anthony posted in line. Two extra biscuits, Anthony liked them and then let them slide. They didn't kill him, in fact it looked like they're the last to survive. Pay attention, that one decision changed both of their lives. One curse at a time, reverse to manifest the good karma. And I tell you why, you take two strangers and put them in random predicaments. Give them a soul so they can make their own choices and live with it. 20 years later, them same strangers you make them meet again. Inside recording studios where they reaping their benefits. Then you start reminding them about that chicken incident. Whoever thought the greatest rapper would be from coincidence? Because if Anthony killed Ducky, Top Dog could be serving life. While I grow up without a father and die in a gunfight.
We got one more song here for the first half of the mix, and it's a special request from my boy G-Lack, Stop Snitching from YG.
Snitch. I can smell a mile away. Type is so he's put made on his license plate. From that real to play hide and seek. Me and Bill, we don't conversate. Love saying real, kind of hate. But no, I'm a real, had to back away. You got feel in your heart, so you cooperate. I can't say how operate. Use a, your mom know you a, your girl even know you a. I don't know how she suck your paws. You got caught some with your best friend in your clique. Y'all got caught in the lick. Everybody went down cause you snitched. Whoever raised you ain't do a good job at that. Whoever raised you need to get slapped. Karma is a bitch and she gon' get you just like that. Cause once a always a
snitch, 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 snitch,
always contemplate. Always contemplate on what they trying to say. Leave the house, think he fly today. Don't even know what's about to come his way.
You should bleed for 7 days. No testosterone, you scared to catch a fade.
I got in a fight and you ain't fight, you ran off. So next time I see you, I'll knock you out on sight. Hey, I don't want no rap beef, cause I'm really gon' slide. Check my rap sheet. Hey, so think twice before attacking me. I'ma pull a gun on, I ain't gon' run, I ain't no athlete. You count the next man pockets, you fraud. Pillow talking to that bitch, she a, you know she ass. I hate it, I swear to God, I don't know what's worse. The alcohol.
Snitch, 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 snitch.
There you go. That was YG, and you know, clean versions do obviously restrict us somewhat here. But yeah, that is a very, very nice song. Very nice song, to be sure. All right, but we do have some very, very exciting music news coming out for you. At least if you're any kind of an ASAP Rocky fan like me, because this is, you know, always love to see, you know, the new mixtapes coming or old mixtapes becoming new again when they get back on the streaming services. And that is exactly what we have here, because I don't know if anybody out there has ever listened to ASAP Rocky, but if you have and you haven't listened to Live Love ASAP, you are doing yourself a big disservice, because you know, just get up on that SoundCloud, get looking, and you know, figure it out, because this is, if you like ASAP Rocky, you'll be like amazed. Especially, I think that was probably my personal favorite project he has ever made. So ahead of the 10th year anniversary of the Live Love ASAP, it is coming to streaming services. So the Peso featured tape was originally released on Halloween in 2011, and features guest verses from ASAP, Ferg, ASAP 12, Schoolboy Q, and more. Peso, of course, proved to be a pivotal track in ASAP Rocky's catalog and brought life to, you know, a very, very classic music video as well. It's always big when a young artist has a big music video as well, especially in that kind of time period where it could go so viral, which that one certainly did. But there are tons of other great songs on that one, you know, all the way from Palace to, you know, to Bass and all that stuff. Go through that album. I highly, highly recommend it. If you go out, you know, on SoundCloud, it's slated for release on streaming services on October 29th. It's going to be available for pre-save right now. But, I mean, if it's just going to, you know, up on the streaming service, you don't need to pre-save it. But it also comes with one new song called Sandman, which is produced by Kelvin Crash and Clamps Casino. I really think this is, like, a great way for, like, artists to encourage a lot more kind of new fans to get into their old stuff and become like deeper fans, because it was really, really random. But when I got a notification that kind of came up on my phone about, you know, in the springtime, that said that, oh, Nicki Minaj released a new mixtape, or, you know, it was an old mixtape with a few new songs on it, and, you know, a lot of songs that gave her a big start in her career, you know, I really liked it. And, you know, I was like, hey, Nicki Minaj, it really did change my opinion on Nicki Minaj and ASAP Rocky. I suspect, you know, this could spawn a lot new ASAP Rocky fans, or maybe even more, you know, people who had a casual interest in him would see this album and really, you know, kind of dig deep. So the upcoming Complex Con, which is set for November 6th and 7th in Long Beach, ASAP Rocky will celebrate the 10th year anniversary of Live Love ASAP with a headlining set. So it's going to be very, very exciting. It's apparently, we're also all thinking, obviously, about his big, very big upcoming, his very big upcoming album that I'm personally very much looking forward to, All Smiles. He teased it over the summer. It's going to apparently include some collaborative work with Morrissey, of all people. He was Among the guests, Rocky was assembled for Maxo Cream's new Weight of the World album, and he also appeared on a track called Streets Alone, featuring production from Cardo. So that is a little bit of an kind of a check-in on where ASAP Rocky is now. So October 29th, that's the date you're going to want to save when this streaming services, when it'll come out on streaming services this Friday. So many great songs on that album worth getting into. Just to give you a little bit of an idea of the mixtape here, we have Peso, we have Purple Swag Chapter 2. Of course, Purple Swag was even before this breakout mixtape, and that's really what first kind of got him on the map. Brand New Guy, What's Up, kind of Houston Old Head, Roll One Up. Of course, all these songs probably explicit without clean versions. So unfortunately, I can't quite play them all on air for you, but as much as I would like to. But we will hit you with some ASAP Rocky right after this.
Let's face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy.
So we don't miss out on what matters.
Like having gay night at home.
Let's face it, life looks...
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14...
41, 31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Garden Street?
Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
No better way to start things off for the second music portion of our show with a little bit of ASAP Rocky. What we've been talking about is Praise the Lord with Skepta from his most recent album, Testing.
Get it? Text a message, I don't know the number. Flexing on these flexes, every bone and muscle. Steady taking shots, never hurting them. Even then, y'all don't worry nothing. And I'd like to give a shout out to my new man with the game plan. And shout out to my new man with escape plans. 20 bands, rain dance. We can eat the rain check or we can make plans. Pockets loaded, rocket loaded, can't let's rock and roll this. Time to go, lock, stock, and 2 smoking barrels locked and loaded. Diamonds glowing, chop, climbing on them. You think I'm jumping out the window, I got them open. Line around the corner, line them up, the block and over. Sometimes I even stop the smoking when it's time to focus. My shade, Dior, my pants, velour. Create, explore, expand, concord. I came, I saw, I came, I saw. I praise the Lord, then break the law. I take what's mine, then take some more. It rains, it pours, it rains, it pours. I came, I saw, I came, I saw. I praise the Lord, then break the law. I take what's mine, then take some more. It rains, it pours, it rains, it pours. Yeah, I sold the pack, the loose, the hard. Yeah. I listen to X, I beat the bars. Yeah. The snakes, the rats, the cats, the dogs, the games, a trap. Protect your heart. Yeah. I waited in line. Return, refine the new design. It's time to shine, to shine, to shine, to shine, to shine. I hustle, I flex. The world is mine. So please believe, allow the grease. These disease. Don't speak, we squeeze. I make the devil go weak. The knees. You hate, you're lame, you're lost. I came, I saw, I came, I saw. I praise the Lord and break. The law, I take what's mine, then take some more. It rains, it pours, it rains, it pours. I came, I saw.
pins, it pulls. She like pain. Now what's my name? My chain, my pins with the chain. They know it's me, the hat and the shades. They heard my voice and they ran to the stage. My Vans, my braids, my mans, my babe, my girls, my ex, my that I left. You wait, I step out the car, that's a flex. Get thanks, get fresh, raise the love and finesse. Less. I came, I saw, I praise the Lord, then break the law. I take what's mine, then take some more. It rains, it pours, it rains, it pours. I came, I saw, I came, I saw, I praise the Lord, then break the law. I take what's mine, then take some more. It rains.
Do I find it so hard? When I know in my heart I'm letting you down every day, letting you down every day. Why do I keep on running away?
Orphan woman eyes, took for my child to be born. See through a woman's eyes, took for these natural twins to believe in miracles. Took me too long for this song, I don't deserve you. I harass you out in Paris. Please come back to Rome, you make it home. We talked for hours when you were on tour. Please pick up the phone, pick up the phone. I said don't embarrass me instead of be mine. That was my proposal for us to go steady. That was your 21st birthday. You matured faster than me, I wasn't ready. So I apologize, I seen the innocence. Leave your eyes, I still mourn this death. And I apologize for all the stillborns, cause I wasn't present, your body wouldn't accept it. I apologize to all the women whom I toyed with your emotion, cause I was emotionless. And I apologize, cause at your best, you were love. And because I fall short of what I say I'm all about, your eyes lead with the soul that your body once housed. And you stare blankly into space, thinking of all the time you wasted it on all this basic. So, I apologize. Apologize. Our love was one for the ages, and I contained it, so all this ratchet shit, and we more expansive now. Meant to cry and die alone in these mansions, or sleep with our back turned. We supposed to vacate till our backs burn. We're supposed to laugh till our hearts stop, and then me in a space where the dark stop, and let love light the way. Like the men before me, I cut off my nose to spite my face. I never wanted another woman to know something about me that you didn't know. I promise I cried, I couldn't hold. I suck at love, I think I need a do-over. I would be emotionally available if I invited you over. I stew over, what if you over my shoe? My children knew, I don't even know what I would do. If they ain't look at me the same, I would probably die with all the shame. You did what with who? What good is a menage a trois when you have a soulmate? You risk that for blue? If I wasn't a superhero on your face, my heart breaks for the day I have to explain my mistakes. And the mask goes away, and Santa Claus is fake. And you go online and see
For blues too, the tooth fairy didn't pay.
We have just been playing very nice, beautiful, chill, calm songs today, but here, as we enter the last 10 minutes of the time that I have with you today for this week, unfortunately, I got one that may just turn you up a little bit. That was 444 by Jay-Z, but this is 2 Chainz of Pharrell Williams' song, Fez Watchin'. Yeah, I think you may want to turn this one up wherever you may be listening, however you may be listening. Thank you so much for doing so. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Text her back and tell her hurry. This that category 5 when I walk up in the strip club. Throw it high, make you and George wash the head. But OGs never fed us. Now young niggas fed up. Ballin' so hard, I deserve an and one. Baking soda marketing, I'm getting it, ain't I? Obviously, you a, that's just my philosophy. And I'm known to kick it like the captain of a soccer team. Billie Jean, red leather, same color. Somewhere that you have never been, to the top you never been. You might need a respirator, money on the rise, like I'm counting on an elevator. You gon' need a detonator, swimming with them barracudas. Put that rocket on that more, computer.
Chains, Pharrell, Feds Watching is the name of that one, and boy, that one, yeah, that is like the song that you play when you're, you know, I feel like this is something that you go after the night, you got want to get the energy up, always a classic. Do want to end the show with a little bit of kind of a, you know, frustrating story, but it, you know, in some ways, I'll get into it, it may not seem that encouraging, but it is encouraging, one in the same, and it really is kind of a, you know, there's still, it's not where we want to go, but it is a great sign of, you know, how far we have come in certain key areas, I would say. And that, of course, comes with the emergence and really the kind of very successful nature of Lil Nas X. And just like, he to me is someone who is very, very impressive because he is someone who is the, you know, the only other person I've seen this in terms of, you know, making viral hits without even trying, who's been that, like, good at it is, you know, we got Lil Nas X and we got Drake, you know? Like, they just are so good and have such, like, a good understanding of what works and what can get viral and what people want to hear. And, you know, that guy can hardly, you know, order, you know, coffee without it being a TikTok sound. It is very, very impressive. But someone who you, if you, unless you, like, were really into rap in, like, maybe, like, the 2000s or something, you have probably never heard of Boozy Badass, but he has no remorse about his really kind of horrific comments that he made about Lil Nas X. In fact, he is doubling down. On Saturday afternoon, Boozy continued to taunt the industry baby rapper. He posted an unrelated clip of ESPN host Stephen A. Smith on Twitter saying, "Let's be nice, you don't have to go there. I mean, you're not wrong, but you didn't have to say that," Smith says in the clip. Kind of, you know, this is supposed to be an accompaniment to the caption. He says, and pretty much what the caption was on that really awful post was that, you know, just very, you know, very, very horrific stuff, you know, insulting him for, you know, wanting to, you know, all the gay, offensive gay things that you could think of. And then he posted the tweet, hashtag, think about it, nobody wants you here, stop playing with the straight, obviously, you know, referring to sexuality there, which is really kind of, really just kind of horrific. And the condemnation, though, it received in rap, that's what the part I think was encouraging about it, because it really just shows you at a point where we had, you know, Rick Ross and 50 Cent, you know, just few years ago, or 10-15 years ago, making these kind of homophobic jokes. It really is a sign of the times about how, you know, society has become, and new generations, you know, as Gen Z has really kind of come up, begun, you know, having cultural prominence and cultural weight, they have really kind of rejected this kind of very backwards, old-fashioned attitude when it comes to some of the things that Boozy Badass is still exhibiting. This all started earlier in the day when Lil Nas X claimed he had a forthcoming collab with Boozy on the way. Kind of as a joke, because he's always, you know, he's a troller, you know, with the devil's shoes and all that stuff that, you know, pissed a bunch of people off. That, you know, just, you know, that kind of controversy, just so, just tiring, just a level of stupidity that it is. So, just kind of joking that he has, I got the song with Lil Boozy finna come out, fire, I ain't even gonna lie, for real, song with Boozy finna come out, is what he says. A pissed off Boozy then responded with the trolling with a volatile response that urged Lil Nas X to kill himself. Stop trolling me. You're playing with a gangster. You know, very, very intimidating. Like, this guy probably has just, like, in some, you know, house somewhere in, like, Long Island, I feel like, just, wallowing in complete irrelevance. Lil Nas X, though, you know, he says, quote, "I am truly saddened. I have never been so mortified in my life. I can't believe Disney Channel has yet to play Halloween Town this entire October." You know, it's really getting to him, guys. That you know, horrific tweet really getting to him. You know, I think really people either condemn this or kind of just laughed it off. But it is, you know, a good sign that this stuff is not even, you know, it's fully, you know, being pushed out, not even entertained, in a community that has had some issues more recently than some would kind of care to admit, with some of, you know, the situation regarding, you know, accepting minorities, whether that be women, whether that be gay people, into the hip-hop community. And a lot of people have worked with Lil Nas X, and you know what? They found a lot of success doing so. One of those people is Jack Harlow, and a song that you probably cannot get out of your head. It's Industry Baby.
Call me Nas, but the hood call me Doobie. And this one is for the champ.